Welcome, boys and girls.
Hello. So, we are back again for the second time in the matter of like about 2 weeks, whenever this episode comes out.
If this is the one I'm editing.
Yeah.
Hopefully 2 weeks.
You guys, so when you have your questions, Murphy gave out his Twitter handle just last episode. When you have your questions about when the episode's coming out, just tweet at him.
It's usually.
But you, if you notice, like, so both of us take turns editing the podcast. If you notice, his are very specially done. They have like sound effects and stuff like that. And mine's like slapped together. I barely get the levels right, and I'm like, send, post us out loud and get it on iTunes or whatever.
But so, this is why the show is just so awesome. Yeah, because it's both of us.
Yeah, yeah. We both actually. So something we need to talk about this episode, and I wanted to talk about is our background in music and kind of our history. I don't think we've ever talked about that. And this whole plot is just to get you to buy our mixtape. It's called
Booty Shakers Volume 2. Volume 1 is hidden somewhere in the deep dark web.
What if this whole thing was just a plot? Just like, we're just two rappers who just wanted to get a mixtape sold.
We wouldn't be doing very well.
We would not. Because
we can't get people to listen to this show.
Sure. Follow us on Twitter at Black Dad Podcast. I'm trying to get this in at the beginning of the show, too. Just in case you stop listening. So we're at on Twitter and Instagram, Black Dad Podcast. Also Facebook, same thing, Black Dad Podcast. And our website is blackdadlife.com. You can see our old episodes. You can check out some of the articles we used to write back in the day.
And you know what? They may be old episodes, but they might be new to you.
I've been binge listening to The Read. I think I told you about that. Mm-hmm. That podcast is great. It's so good, man.
Cool.
Like, it's really good.
I have to check it out.
There's a lot of pop culture that I've missed out on, you know, 4 years ago when it first started. So I'm going back. I'm like, what? Jennifer Hudson did what? That's crazy.
What did she do?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I just use her example. And then kind of reliving some of the events, some tragic, some good from the past. They're huge Beyonce fans. I think I understood that.
Yeah, they're crazy, man.
Yeah, but yeah, Beyonce fans are lovely people.
I like Beyonce.
No, I like Beyonce a lot. Like, the more she does stuff and comes out with her music and the way she operates is just phenomenal. Like, she gives like a masterclass in how to be your brand and how to market and all that stuff. And
I agree.
I think underneath too, I think a lot of times she's shown how we're gonna turn this into a Beyonce podcast, but how much of a good person she is, the way she reacts to things.
Oh, I don't know.
I think she's that robot.
Like, literally a robot. He means that in a good way. Beehive.
You I ain't scared about no. Yo, they probably will find me. Listen. And expose everything about me.
Exactly.
And so, there's not much to find.
That's Murphy talking. I love Beyonce with all my heart, mind, body.
They'd be like, oh, this is not going. This isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
Especially because my wife knows everything. So it's right. She's not going to leave me just because you know.
Except for that one thing you just told me.
Sure. She doesn't know about that. You probably work for Beehive, huh? If I see that come up on the internet, I know it's you, and I know who to come kill. So that's not a big deal.
I lost my leverage. Anyway, let's get on with the show. I'm Jamal Press.
I'm Murphy.
And this is, as we said, the Black Dad Podcast. And we should actually introduce ourselves. like from a musical standpoint, because
so what made you want to do this, the musical? I know you have something you got coming out soon. So are you trying to plug your stuff?
Oh, you mean, so what made me want to talk about it?
Yeah.
No, I've been wanting to talk about it for a while, since that's a big part of our lives. Well, it should be a big part of our lives.
No,
it
used to be not as much anymore.
It used to be a really big part of our lives.
Yeah, now we have children.
Yeah. So,
but you still dibble and dabble. I don't.
By dibble and dabble, what do you mean? Like, you think I'm out here? Yeah. So I came out with a little project.
A little puff puff here.
Puff puff give. Yeah. I came up with a little project called Heart. You can find it on jamalpress.bandcamp.com.
It wasn't a little project. It was a good project.
But a lot of it was stuff that I had done before I had my kid. And some of it was new. Some of it was new. I decided to come up with some new stuff. But a lot of the stuff was from other projects. A couple of things we used for our band, Stay in the Chase, which... it's actually the, you know, origin of our friendship. Origin. If he says that, I say that word funny. Origin.
Origin. I think it's origin.
Origin.
I origin.
Origin. Whatever. But that's how we kind of met each other, mm-hmm. is through music. And we kind of ripped up Atlanta for a little while. I'm using the word ripped up very liberally.
No, we actually, come on.
But we did do some, we did do some well. Good stuff here in Atlanta. We had some great shows. We made, what, two projects? We made Caught Up in the Chase.
It was only two?
Yeah, two official projects. Two, okay. Caught Up in the Chase and then The Wake Up Call. Which, man, I don't want to seem full of myself or anything, but you guys, us, I guess, those projects were very inspirational to me, even while I was making them. Like, you guys really, I had nothing to do with the lyrics or anything like that. Just in case you expect me to get on here and start rapping.
Well, you did. You rapped a while
that's
back.
That's right. That's true. On this very show. Yeah. I rip and I rhyme.
I rhyme and I rip.
But yeah, so they were really, really cool to work on those projects. If you do want to go back and listen to them, both of them are on Bandcamp. Stay in the chase.bandcamp.com. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about music in relation to our kids. And how there's no time to really make music, even though there's probably some inspiration there, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of frustration,
right? Yeah. Your music would be like very dark right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like very, very Kanye West post beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy.
Yeah, no, not Celebration Kanye.
Yeah, not Late Registration and College Dropout Kanye. Nah. Like 808.
Even though that Late Registration saved my life.
Listen,
those Kanye changed my view of the world.
Seriously,
like he sort of kind of woke me up.
Seriously, a College Dropout.
Yeah, College Dropout. That's the one. Yeah,
College Dropout. Yeah, that changed the way I thought about school, career, chasing your dreams, all that stuff. Late Registration, same thing. Even Graduation, like Kanye, I owe a lot of my production inspiration to, you know, Kanye West, the way he chopped up soul beats, all that mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, this is what I love. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that came from him. And then that's kind of what led to us kind of meeting each other and then forming the group. Doing some shows.
What was our name before The Chase? It was The Chase.
It was The Chase, and then Stay in the Chase.
Why do we have to change it?
This is a TV show called The Chase.
That's what it was.
And then I think there's something called The Chase with regards to NASCAR.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to get sued, even though
we didn't really have to get to that point.
Yeah. We're probably far from getting noticed by NASCAR or being threatened by NASCAR. They probably saw us like, yeah. Give it a couple of years, guys. Yeah, but so yeah, have you been working on anything?
I have not.
No.
So this conversation probably won't go very far.
Yeah, this is a short conversation. Anyway, on to
no, I haven't done anything. I try to, uh-huh. And by the time I can get to it, I'm tired and nothing can come.
So I don't know if this is cool or not, but I'm gonna shout out your cousin Steven real quick.
Okay.
Because aren't we supposed to be working on something with him? You ready? And maybe if we say it now on the show,
it'll happen. Yeah, he was hitting me up.
He has a group too,
American Foster Child.
Yeah.
Follow them. Funny on story. Instagram.
Funny story. Is it at American Foster Child?
I'm looking it up right now.
Follow them. Funny story in Small World. The makeup artist for the wedding that I just went to this past weekend is in that group.
Okay.
And I was like, that's insane. Like, but yeah, she was doing the makeup.
Yeah. Follow them at American Foster Child. They're really good. And it's not just because he's my cousin.
Well, Steven's super talented.
They're really talented.
Yeah. I haven't heard a lot of their music, but I know Steven makes excellent stuff.
Man, it's a family thing. Yeah, in fact,
you guys are all like...
Oh, go ahead.
You guys are all like...
I like that. Go ahead. I want to hear what you're going with.
No, no. I'm cutting it right there. What were you going to say?
No, but it's just... Music is just our family. Yeah. Our musical family. Yeah. But it... I'll talk to you about this off the air.
Okay. but yeah, that's really all I want to touch on was kind of challenging us to
start up again.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah, I hear you. It might be more of a challenge now come January, but we can email. So
yeah, we can do it. We can do it. We started out like that, remember?
That's true. That is exactly how we did it.
So. Like, and you know. We all have the equipment and whatever, so yeah. We can make it happen. Anyway, so we kind of hinted to it back in the last episode, but there was an interesting conversation on Facebook about Black Lives Matter, also, and in general, the movement of fighting for the rights of people. I'm going to say people of color, fighting for the rights of Black people in specific.
My question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, what are they doing as far as fighting for the rights? Because are you.
Black Lives Matter?
Yeah. Are you by marching, you're fighting for rights?
I don't know. I'm not going to speak as much to that.
I just wanted to know because you said fighting for the rights. I wasn't.
I mean, like in general, people fighting for the rights, like outside of Black Lives Matter. Like, you know what I mean? No. So every protest group that's out there is not Black Lives Matter,
right?
Like the group, but they're fighting for the concept that Black Lives Matter. Does that make sense?
Right. I hear that. I get what you're saying.
So I'm saying,
but
like,
when people say they're fighting for something, how are you fighting?
It depends. So right now we're doing it by doing a podcast. So we're trying to raise awareness. We're trying to wake people up or whatever. Some people have influence on, I don't know. Some people are. Say there's a police officer that's listening right now, a Black police officer, a white police officer,
right.
And he remembers that there's something racist and dirty that his partner did,
right.
And now that he heard me say, go tell somebody and don't be silent about what's going on, maybe he'll go and do something. So I think we all have different talents. We all have different areas of reach, like the Olympian. I can't talk.
Who, Ryan Lochte?
No, definitely not him. Definitely not him. We should talk about that story.
That story is fake.
You think it's fake?
I told you guys, if you really want to know what's really true or not, come talk to me.
I feel like that's something that would totally happen.
This stuff is all from it. But you guys, I know we all enjoy watching on TV. And I do. There's a lot of hidden stuff in TV that I enjoy watching. But the news... it's just as fake as the television shows you watch. Okay?
Well, I watch a lot of...
Now, your local news where Johnny is running down the street naked. You know what I'm saying? You saw him outside naked. You know what I'm saying? That's real. But the national news is not what you think it is, y'all. Come on.
You threw me off.
I'm sorry.
All right, so...
this is not my conspiracy corner time.
It's not. You'll have your time. We didn't do one last...
I'll digress.
You know
is
what?
That a digress?
Digress. That's right.
Okay. Yes, I digress.
So, what were we talking about? So, anyway, the fight for
fight for the rights.
For rights. You know how some of the I think it was the swimmer who was talking about. It was either the swimmer. Somebody won her medal. Got interviewed and said, you know, she wants to raise awareness about what's happening in America. Yeah, so, you know, you use your different avenues, you use your different points of influence to talk about things. And then you have people who are, you know, who have money, who can actually fund things.
I hear what you're saying.
And do stuff like that. You can give money. You can give your time. You can work in the community, which is important as well. That,
there you go.
And that's, it's a two front war, where you're fighting within your community to strengthen your community so that you can be more self-reliant within your community. So, you know, buying black, even, you know, just being at home with your family and treating your family not like crap, you know what I mean? So, like, being a good presence within your home is a good way to, this is like the least you can do, you know what I mean?
I hear you, but you know me, I'm more of burn it all to the ground. Right.
That's but me. before we even get to that point, because, you know,
well, I'm there. I'll meet you guys.
No, I mean, like, before you leave the house to set something on fire, you have a son and a wife. So,
I'll bring them to help me. My son would love to do that.
I can see three totally getting behind that.
Yes, he would.
But anyway, speaking of wife and kid, there's been become painfully obvious that there are some black men who do not support their black women or black women in general the way that black women have traditionally and currently support us when it comes to speaking out against things that are affecting us. Mm-hmm. Black men have been silent, unfortunately, about things that are affecting black women, including not just the police brutality. I'm talking like rape culture, unfair wages, things like that. Mm-hmm. Things that, you know, in general, that's something that's very American, for you to hate women passively. You know what I mean? For you to not say things about, you know, rape culture, about there's no reason why a woman that has the same education, same experience, should not be paid the same as a man who has the exact same qualifications.
I agree with that, especially with the rape culture.
Right.
But pushing that, I'm not even going in that way. Mm-hmm. The money.
The money, yeah.
Right. How are brothers going to fight for women to get paid when they don't get paid? Come on now.
Yeah, okay. That's not really a good example, because unemployment is pretty bad across the black community.
For black men. Actually, black women are doing better than black men right now.
That's true, but they also I think go to college more.
The learning system is
but the learning system does
actually favor a woman.
And they do funnel black men towards jail from pre-K. Like, they started labeling them problem children, and they're in the juvenile detention system.
And I'm not anti-black.
But I see what you mean with that. That's something that's more of a overall male-female American thing.
Where right, yes.
Men are paid more than women. Right. And if you happen to be, it's like, say you work at a corporation somewhere. If you happen to be an educated black man, and there's an educated black woman, you all have the same qualifications, because taking away the whole black thing, first of all, you're black, so you probably are getting less anyway. You're probably not getting the opportunity for advancement that you should be. Second of all, because she's a woman and you're a man,
I feel like the woman would get the job.
No, I'm not getting the job, but getting paid for the job.
Okay, I think the woman would get paid less than the man, but the black man wouldn't even get the job.
Because you think that corporate America is more threatened by black men.
Yeah, than black women, unfortunately.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. But, you know, like I said, the wage thing is a bad example on my part. I shouldn't have really...
No, you're fine, because I've heard people try to say that as well. And that has nothing to do with the black man, unfortunately. You have to take that up with the white man.
Well, which, if it were happening to the black man, the black woman would speak out against that. The problem is that
it is happening to the black man,
right?
Because the black man he doesn't even have the opportunity to get the job.
So black women definitely are speaking out against that,
right?
So
what I get what you're saying. So what you're saying is, even though the black man doesn't have a job, he should be speaking out saying that our sisters got the jobs, but they're not getting paid as much as you, right?
I get because what's happening is there's a feminist movement you know, within America, whatever. Of course, it's the white feminist movement, though. That has nothing to do with black women. Yeah. They do not. They're not here for black women. When Serena's getting attacked by, you know, all these people, when Leslie Jones is getting attacked, you know, on social media and all this stuff, they're nowhere to be found. But say something about Taylor Swift, and and they are up in arms. They got their, you know, they got their guns and they're ready to go.
Doesn't she look like a praying mantis? Maybe not. No,
where she dances, absolutely.
She dances like.
Yo, I do not like Taylor Swift. Like, I do not.
At all. I don't. I've never really heard her.
I've heard her music, and it's very contrived. It's very cookie cutter. Like, I'm just gonna say the stuff that I know will sell me, you know, whatever, a million records. Hey. Like, whatever.
Do what you do.
I mean, I guess I can't be mad about that. But the whole thing with Kanye was funny to me, because it was just I literally could have told you what exactly was gonna happen when everything went down. Like, obviously this is what's gonna happen. Like, whatever. Anyway, so we had this conversation on Facebook, and I said basically what I told you, which is we should be supporting each other, which it's coming one way. It's not really going the other way a lot of times. A lot of times when a lot of times there's a lot of victim blaming within the black community when it comes to, especially when it comes to rape and stuff like that. It's, you know, you shouldn't have been wearing that. Why are you over there? Why don't you do this and that? And
I've heard that.
And it's insane. It really is. And then, you know, somebody said black women are not getting killed. He used that qualifier, like they're not getting killed by, you know, police. They're not affected by police brutality.
Okay.
And I was like, there have been public cases. Like, you don't even talk about the things that they're not talking about. You can do research and see there's more. You probably know somebody that was affected by this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody's been roughed up by the cops that you know. Some woman has been treated wrong. She's been, you've seen Crash, right?
Yeah, years ago though.
They're touching them and inappropriately, whatever. Like, this stuff is happening.
Yeah, that was some deep stuff though, because you had the white cop touching. I don't think he raped her.
He basically, I mean, he assaulted her.
But then, that John is some psychological. I'm about to say a bad word. But then later on in the movie, what did he do?
He saved the white guy, right?
He saved her.
The white guy saved her. See, right. I gotta go see. Right. The white savior.
So that, there you go. The same one that raped you.
Saves you.
Hmm.
That's America in like a nutshell.
That's some psychological stuff. They be messing with you. That TV. Yeah. TV be messing with you. If you don't see it, it goes right to your subconscious.
Hold on. But yeah. So basically... Yeah, so basically we're talking about the about some of the events that have been happening and how black women, of course, have been, you know, vocal about being upset about it, even just not just out in the streets, but just, you know, just posting stuff on Facebook saying how much they love us, how much they're worried for their, you know, black men and their black sons or whatever. And I was like, so it sounds like. It sounds like you're angry at somebody, but you shouldn't focus that anger on black women. They're not the ones that are
basic. So he's saying that black women aren't posting they love black men?
No, he's saying that because Black Lives Matter is focusing on black women, or, you know, or I called them underrepresented subgroups within the black community, cuz, you know, when something happens, people aren't as vocal about, like, the I think it was a transgendered, I don't want to say the wrong gender because I can't remember what it was. Dang, you're trying to get me. That's not what I meant. I can't remember what the story was. But something happened to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a matter of police brutality. And, like, literally, it popped up for a couple of seconds, and then it was gone. And it was just like, you know, and you know why. You know why. Because unfortunately, in our community, we have this way of not thinking that they are human. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
So in that sense, but you know, even no matter what you believe, nobody deserves to die, especially not in the hands of those stupid cops.
Like, well, there was a gay guy, and I think he was gay. I think they said he was gay. And Piedmont Park,
the one that was
found hanging from the tree,
yeah.
Right? That didn't go national.
It didn't.
But people were. I saw a couple of people tweeting about it and putting mm-hmm. some Instagram posts.
Yeah.
So my thing is, we use social media, right? And we think that it's you can post whatever you want. I was mm-hmm. just showing you the page of some guy.
Yeah.
They control.
Oh no! Stuff. Absolutely.
So
they shut down on what's her name's Facebook. Or was it Instagram? The young lady who was just shot.
The Graves lady?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They shut it down like for a day or so or whatever. They do this all the time. Like it's not a and for the smallest things, like I remember if you say the wrong thing about the wrong group of people, and I'm not gonna say which group of people. But because it's a few, you know, but anyway,
I'm trying to keep up with you here. Trying to keep up with your boss.
I'm trying not to get our show shut down. Anyway, so they'll shut you down. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I want to live for the next episode.
I say that to say, I don't know if that was any better.
Thank you, boss.
That maybe a lot of the stuff that we watch mm-hmm. is contrived.
Like as far as news and stuff?
Right. Okay. So like I you heard about that hanging, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was local.
I only heard about that, yeah, from local news and then from Twitter.
Right. Okay. So outside different states and whatnot
probably
had no idea this happened.
Only a few people mentioned it, and right. It was like in passing. It was like, I heard that, you know, somebody was found hanging in Atlanta,
right?
And you know, so, they said it was a black person.
So what makes certain things go viral and other things like not go viral? It's based off of what comes on your CNN that you watch.
Not always, because
what
CNN
comes across black Twitter.
Yeah, well, first that
and Instagram.
First that, because CNN, they can't. They don't know what's going on.
And with black Twitter, who do you know? Do you know all these people who are tweeting?
It depends on who retweets it. It depends on who sees it first, who retweets it, all that stuff. If that account has a certain amount of followers, who have a certain amount of followers, all that stuff. So things can balloon like that. Or they can get it from, I don't know, what's a run-of-the-mill... I don't know. TMZ broke the Prince story.
Right. So I'm like, is that person basing his hatred, not hatred, I shouldn't say hatred, but him being upset, is he basing it off of social media and the things he watches on TV?
No, he was basing that off of their website, the Black Lives Matter website. So
that's and, even worse.
That's specifically where he got that from. But I was addressing a bigger issue. Because I see it all the time. I just saw a post about, it's so terrible. I saw a post about this girl, and there's some women who are out there doing the same thing to, you know, to black women. She was saying that sometimes your man doesn't have the motivation he needs, but you still need to stick by his side. I'm probably going to quote this wrong. She said something like, you got to iron his clothes for that interview and prep him and fix his resume when he doesn't do it. And it was the whole list of things that a grown man could either do by himself, maybe get some help mm-hmm. on the side. But she was talking about doing the
maybe get some help.
Right. Because, you know, mm-hmm. I'll ask for help with my mm-hmm. resume. Resumes are, you know, hard because you have to get past all
it's
the
okay person. You don't have to explain.
All right. It was me. Okay. No. But yeah, so she was talking all this junk, and then these guys were co-signing so hard. And then when other black women were like, no, he probably needs to just be motivated and do that himself or whatever. the guys came back with, "That's why we leave y'all for white women." And you know why he said that? You know why he said that instead of saying, "That's why we leave y'all for Latina women. That's why we leave y'all for Asian women." He said white women just to press that button. And I feel like there's a lot of that going on where it's like, do you like black women? Like,
do well, you? Okay, you do have some men who don't like black women.
Yeah. But,
once again, we're basing a lot of this stuff off of social media.
No, because I know people like that. I literally know people who treat women like that, especially black women like they don't want a woman in their lives. They want their basically either their mother or a sex slave or some very like Oedipus Rex combination of both. Like, so like, and it's,
I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I know people like that as well. It's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, and I don't have one. I was asking you.
I don't. Because you're right. There are people who are like that.
Yeah.
But then I think it gets blown out of proportion.
Because there's some people that do it really extreme.
Right.
And
I'll agree with that. Right.
But
I agree. Yes, I'm with you. There are still people who
you know what
are
I mean? Like there's that underlying right. like.
And if you look back at slavery and everything that's
right, yeah.
So yes,
yeah. So it's definitely learned behavior. It definitely comes from you know where slavery, European way of thinking, all that stuff, and the fact that they took our families and basically like put a like you know a frag grenade in the middle of them,
right,
and just like splintered them. But we have, and we talked about this, we have within us and within our history, within our ancestors and stuff like that, we have that history of family, of community, of village that we need to get back to where we're, I don't sound like a flower child, but we're at one with each other and with nature. You know what I mean? Like we have the way that things are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously aren't the way that we were brought up to be, that we were meant to.
No.
So,
I mean, we're adopting.
Yeah.
The reason why we're adopting.
Yeah.
And their philosophies.
Exactly. The hatred of women is very European.
Unfortunately, it is.
It is. Like the way they've treated women for
centuries. I mean, this is coming out of the caves. And
like
whatnot.
They were beating them over the heads with clubs back then.
Well, probably so. But I mean they would pass their you know, their mother became their sex slave at a certain mm-hmm. age. So
mm-hmm. Right.
So I hear what you're saying. Black men have to do better. I love my wife, so I don't.
Yeah, so and that's the other thing. I was like, that's what puzzled me. I was like, I can never think of my wife as less than me, you know right. what I mean? Like, yeah. like she's too much, you know, of a person. like you're not less than a person. You're.
I mean, we all come from the woman.
The most magical thing is that they can create life. Like, they hold life and they deliver life.
They hate.
And you're right, but
they can't do that.
But okay, so this kind of goes into my next point, which is we're behaving like the oppressor towards our women, the way the oppressor behaves towards us. We have something that they want. We have things that they want that they can't have. So they hate us, they kill us and all that stuff. So we're adopting that way of fearing what we don't know and hating what we don't know.
Right. But you get this. You understand it because you're awake. Yeah. And the brother who is awake. And it's okay. Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I was supposed to.
Yeah. Saying. So the brother who is, you know, he sees that as well. But you got a lot of sisters and brothers out here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're right. But I will say this though: the conversation took a great turn mm-hmm. because we ended up talking about the community, about you know, being strong within the community and standing up for each other, including our women and the other groups that mm-hmm. I mentioned before that are underrepresented. So it was actually a productive conversation on Facebook, which
probably
never happens. Right. Like even the small stuff doesn't go well on Facebook. My wife had a blow up argument. It wasn't even a blow up argument. It was like two sentences. It was about Gabby Douglas, and her hair. And
don't get me started.
I know. We need to do a whole nother show.
You know
about
what?
That.
I know. They're going to hate me, but listen to this. I feel like this I love my hair movement is becoming very vain.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Before you go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just feel that's I'm just going to stop there. I feel like it's becoming very, very vain. But and it's not progressing into...
The movement is supposed to be... I think the movement that I know and that I think our wives are definitely a part of is that I am not my hair, but we take care of our hair.
Our wives are part of that. But I'm seeing people...
You're seeing the...
It's about hair and makeup.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And it stops there.
But... Yeah, you're right. It's not about health. It's not about anything like that.
It's not about actually finding out who you are on the inside. It's about, oh, I have my kinky, curly hair.
You know what?
And my face is
beautiful. You're right. Which is why people argue about the hair textures and stuff like that. You're right.
My hair's not as nice as yours.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
I'll leave it there.
So you're absolutely right, because if that were...
This Gabby Douglas thing shouldn't even be a freaking
issue. It should not. And it's crazy because she's only, what, 20? She's just, you know, a 20-year-old, but happens to be like a superhero because she's like flipping all through the air.
And the reason why they're attacking her is because they're not happy with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how nice your hair looks. If you're not happy with who you are and you don't know who you are, you're not going to be happy. And that's why I feel like it's actually just been a surface kind of thing. Yeah, I applaud you for not relaxing your hair, you know, and whatnot.
But you have to really think about the reason why you're doing it. And if you explore the reason behind it and explore yourself and explore what you are inside, you'll still come to the same conclusion, which is, you know, you'll take care of yourself.
Right.
But that you'll be, you know, more richer within yourself. But anyway, one of those people said something about it. Peace came back, said, you know, what she had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she started like cussing at her or something like that. And she was a grown woman that did all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. I mean, like grown woman, like she was older than me. She could have been Peace's mom, basically. I forgot where I was going. I just want to tell this story.
Yeah, it's just
because my wife, she did hold it down, and she's actually gonna. Well, by this time, she would have already been on the radio talking about the same
thing. Let's go, Peace.
So, hopefully, you guys heard that. I'll try and like find the maybe there's like a replay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Try and post that. I'm off track. I don't know.
We're just talking about. I don't even know.
Music. No, I'm sorry. But so, yeah, I think that's basically it, though. But the moral of the story is
don't vote.
We're back here. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have the beehive interventions. You're going to have civil rights interventions.
No, I said I like Beyonce. I'm not worried about them.
You just say you love Beyonce, though, right?
I do love Beyonce.
Okay, cool.
I just said she is a robot. That's all I said. Ain't nothing wrong with being a robot. Robots. They execute at high efficiency rates.
Did you see that creepy video of that robot? I forgot which company it was, but it
lives in your house with you?
No, it doesn't live in my house. Oh, you mean like does it live in your house?
The robot?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a house. I thought you meant like if it doesn't live with me.
The commercial live with you?
Oh, the robot. Yeah, no. I'll have to see if I can find the video. But it's the creepiest thing ever. It looks like something straight out of Terminator.
Because
Then at one point the guy asked, do you want to destroy all humans? And then the robot's like, okay, I will destroy all humans. And then he's like, no, don't destroy all humans. And it's just like, yeah, this is how it starts.
This is the type of robot I need. Burn his jump down. They're gonna call it. This is gonna end up becoming a terrorist. We probably shouldn't even say that word.
You shouldn't. You absolutely shouldn't. Don't say that. What we meant to say was we hate terrorists. Go America. Team America.
I'm team myself.
Team Murphy.
Team my friends and family.
Speaking of teams, actually, by this time, we probably would have had our draft for the Black Dad podcast. football fantasy of the league.
I'm going to tell you guys now. Expect the Colts to be in the Super Bowl.
Indianapolis. He's had Colts and Giants before, I think.
Yeah, Colts, Giants, possibly Colts, Vikings.
Vikings? Whoa, that's new.
So because it might be a Giants, Vikings, NFC. What is it? NFC, whatever.
Championship.
Right, yeah.
Huh. So where are the Dolphins finishing in this?
I have no idea where the Dolphins are going to finish.
Okay.
But they're not winning a championship.
They're not winning a championship. I can tell you that.
Right.
Like, I don't even have to know anything about football to tell you that the Dolphins will not win a championship until 2042. I'm calling it.
Yeah, they might win one next year. You never.
They're going to move that team. They're going to move that team to Hawaii or something.
No, it all depends on when they want you to win.
Listen, they don't want the Dolphins to win. They don't want the Dolphins to win for some reason. Because we already had our sports podcast, but I feel like we need to revisit this and lament the fact that the only good team out of Florida is the Miami Heat. And I mean good as in they've had more than one good season in a row. Because the Marlins will win a championship, then they'll blow up the team. Right. Send everybody everywhere else. And then, like, the Dolphins will 8-8 their way through, like, a decade. So just, like, you know. And that's why I kind of respect the Falcons. Because they're either terrible or they're good. Like, there's rarely any in-between, right?
I guess so. You know, but once again, my whole view on sports is totally changed now, unfortunately. I used to be the biggest sports guy. Yeah.
I'm still straight up sports. Like, I love. Actually.
Just watch it. I have to watch it like WWE.
Oh. No, I watch it like I'll watch. I'll watch Seinfeld.
What do you mean? Like, just laughing?
Just watching these characters. No, yeah. No. I think I still have that faith in sports. But I'm, you know, Mia, you're the pessimist, I'm the optimist.
I'm not even a pessimist. I'm just the realist. It's rigged.
Realist. That's what all pessimists say.
I'm okay. All right. Well, come back to me when the Super Bowl gets here.
You know what? Then if that happens, then I'll buy it.
That's fine. That's a long time from now.
I know. But we have the record. Like, you know, unless our show gets taken off or we can't afford to pay SoundCloud to host our stuff, then
But you'll always know what I said. So,
yeah.
I mean,
what'd you say? You said the Panthers and the.
No, I said the Colts.
I don't know. Oh,
but yeah, I'm serious. It'll probably be some freakish helmet catch kind of thing. And you'll be like, how did they do that? How did the Colts? Like, just like you have, you're on the 1 yard line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're hiking the ball. And instead of handing it to Marshawn Lynch, you throw it directly to
the other team.
Right, to the other team. And everyone says, oh, how did you do that? Oh, my goodness, that was the worst. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Why wouldn't you run the ball there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not an NFL coach.
Yeah.
But
why would Tom Brady put the ball back like he's going to throw it, right? Come forward with it. I mean, not even come forward with it. I'm sorry. He didn't come forward with it.
Wait, what game is this?
What game?
Hey, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about back in 2001, I think.
You talking about the Tuck rule?
The Tuck rule. Oh. Where he fumbled the ball and they said, oh, hold on, time out. Let's make up something real quick.
So,
oh, he didn't fumble it.
So here's the thing about that game. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on... my now wife's mother's TV.
Mm-hmm.
And she had DirecTV or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't have local channels for real.
Mm-hmm.
So we were watching all staticky. Like, it was... So I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally did not watch most of that game because of the interference. The static. So I'm going to take your word for it. And
yeah,
just go with it. But I have heard about the Tuck rule.
Just all of a sudden, Stephen Curry can't dribble. He's throwing back.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't
want to believe it.
Because I'm happy for LeBron, but whatever.
I want to believe it. I want to believe it. It's okay. All of a sudden, Oklahoma City, they just can't play basketball. They can't play.
They forgot how to play basketball.
They forgot. They were up 3-1. They just they couldn't get a game.
It was very dramatic, and I appreciated the drama. That's all.
Well, there you go. Everybody should watch wrestling with me on Monday nights. And the, Tuesday nights now.
Wrestling comes on Tuesday nights now?
Monday and Tuesday.
Cool. I don't know. I still have a problem with wrestling because...
Why?
I haven't watched it since, like...
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan. So I don't know anybody. Like, anytime I try and watch, I'm just like...
It's not as good as when I was growing up. It's not.
Right? It was good back then, right?
Yeah. Like, with the Attitude Era with The Rock and Stone Cold.
Is The Rock still wrestling?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we should end it here.
Yeah.
You're going to have the...
I saw, like, when our wives ask us about, like, you know, is Terrell Owens still playing football?
Oh. Oh, boy.
Or they ask you about like the Love and Hip Hop basketball, not Love and Hip Hop. What's the basketball show? Basketball Wives or whatever.
Like, I know nothing about that.
I think so. Apparently, like people, like I don't know who's on it this season or mm-hmm. the past few seasons, but Peace was telling me that Doug Christie was on it at some point.
Okay,
I was like, he hasn't played basketball in like 40 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And then like it'll be other people that like Towel Boys or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we got way off topic. Black Dead Podcast @gmail.com.
That's those bets in Vegas. Don't hold me responsible if I'm wrong, but at least bet the Colts.
Yeah, but hold him responsible. Send your bill to.
And if I'm right, yo, hit me up. Man. Break me off a little piece. You know, I'm not betting. I don't bet, but break me off a little.
I don't have the intestinal fortitude to bet. Like, I would always be second guessing. This is why fantasy football, and you guys should play with us, blackdadlife@gmail.com to enter. But fantasy football is always so stressful for me because I'm always second guessing and I'm always tinkering with my lineup. And I'm just like, oh man, if I only would have played Russell Wilson instead of Cam Newton, I would have
won. Well, that's why I'm hesitant to play it, even though I'm going to play mm-hmm. and I'm going to win. But it's like, I put in, what's his name? Russell Wilson, right?
Yeah.
I put him in. Right? And he's going for that touchdown, that last touchdown I need, right?
Yeah.
But if it's, you know how I say it's all rigged, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if they want old boy to run it in?
Either way, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So it's like, come on.
So it's the same thing. It all comes out in the wash because it's not like you know who's going to win or whatever. You know what I mean?
Do I know who's going to win?
Like if you played fantasy wrestling, you know what I mean?
Right.
Even though it's rigged, you don't... You don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, but you have a better chance of predicting who's going to win NFL and basketball games than you do.
That's true.
Wrestling.
That's true.
Just based off of...
Which I think makes... Honestly, fantasy football makes football even more fun for me because of that. Like, you're watching a Pittsburgh Steelers versus, you know, Oakland Raiders.
They going to kill you.
Yeah, I know. Dang, man. Cats from Oakland, like... And Oklahoma, for that matter.
Did I talk about gematria on this show?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Look that up, guys. Look up gematria.
Gematria, is that a person?
No, it's not a person.
Is it a place?
It's not a place.
Is it a thing?
It's a thing.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
But yeah, it's the... all the letters have numbers assigned. Yeah.
You did talk about this.
Okay.
You didn't call it that, though.
What did I say?
That sounds like a holiday.
Check it out.
But yeah, you did talk about that, I mm-hmm. think, briefly. In regards to the to sports in general.
Sports and news.
Okay.
That's why you can... Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right. Black Dead Podcast. At Black Dead Podcast, if somebody could fix my words for me. You're gonna edit all that out, right? I'm gonna leave that in. Yeah. Oh man. So anytime you hear the podcast and I mess up a whole lot, that means
that means I edit.
Yeah. At Black Dad Podcast, on the SoundCloud, on the Twitter, on the Facebook,
the Twitter,
and you can email us at blackdadlife@gmail.com. Visit our website. I forgot. I actually did write an article about the whole woman protesting thing.
It's on our website?
It's on our website. blackdadlife.com.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
We have a website? Nigga, what?
Nigga, what? Yeah. All right, guys. We can't seem to get to end, huh?
I just don't want it to end. It's so beautiful.
We enjoy doing this. It helps us relieve a lot of
Yeah, and we don't have to deal with all that noise here upstairs for an hour and a half. So the theme song was brought to you by Murphy. That's also from our first project. So check that out. Stayinthechase.bandcamp.com. And we will talk to you guys very, very sometime.
Peace. And love.